Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rick Lepsinger's here. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 11 years. He's been hanging out with us. He's the president of On Point Consulting, the author or co-author of a number of books, including Closing the Execution Gap, including Flexible Leadership, including Virtual Team Success. You're starting to get the picture. He's a pretty smart guy when it comes to managing people and organizations, and he's our good friend. Rick, welcome back.
Thanks very much. It's great to be here. You got all the books. That's great.
I got them all here. I almost hurt myself carrying them into the studio, but I got them. So Rick, thank you for being here. And I love the things that you talk about, because the things that you and I cover when you're on the show are what football and any athletic coach calls intangibles.
Right.
These are things that you can't hold in your hand, but they're also the things that win games and cause organizations to succeed when maybe they shouldn't, on paper they shouldn't succeed, and or the lack of which an organization with all the right things on the paper don't make it because they don't have these intangibles, right?
Right, right. Yeah, and I think, you know, the interesting thing, it's interesting you say that, because a lot of these things are seen as sort of intangibles. Now, you talk about culture of the organization and engagement, but at least I spent a lot of my life really trying to figure out how to translate those intangibles into real behavior for leaders. What specifically can you do to achieve that intangible, even to measure that intangible? So, I mean, that's really where I focused all my work on.
Right. So the intangible at hand is engagement. And I want you to tell the audience what that means.
Yeah. Well, this whole idea of engagement is really ensuring that people are highly motivated, that are really advocates to the organization. And it's also about retention, ensuring people are kind of dedicated to the organization, see it as a place where they can develop a career and have a long history with that organization. So it's about performance, motivation, and it's about retention, staying with the organization. And these kinds of things become particularly important. You know, now we're talking about this difficulty finding people.
Yep, it's a crisis in America. Small business, especially for small businesses, finding qualified employees.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's going to get
worse, Rick.
Oh, it definitely, as the economy improves, it definitely will. And for some organizations, it's even more important than others. So if your business, you know, really depends on, you know, specific people with a specific skill, and it's complex or difficult to learn that skill, or it's difficult to find people in general and to train people, you really want to make sure that the people you've invested in already are both fully engaged, highly motivated, and want to stay with the organization, because it's costly to try to recruit and train people to fill their spots.
Well, and the first thing, it seems to me, and I know you've got a list of things here to talk about, but one of the main things is, in my opinion, is just recognizing that the people who show up every day like you do and put their back into your business like you do, you know, don't take them for granted. Isn't that the fundamental thing? Don't assume that just because they're here that they have your motivations. These people have their own goals, their own success goals, don't they?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's exactly right. You don't want to take anything for granted, and you want to be proactive and deliberate about focusing your attention on specific things that will enhance engagement overall. You know, some people come to the workplace highly motivated, you know, really ready to go. And even those people kind of over time can get worn out. You know, so you really need to be in an environment where people feel like they have a future, where they feel like they're being treated with respect.
And that someone is paying attention to how to overlay their goals, their personal goals, with the company goals.
That's exactly right. Have an alignment between what's important to them and what they want and what's important to the company and what it wants. And that's really, that's kind of that sweet spot you're looking for, where all of that is, it's not always going to be a perfect alignment,
right,
and there'll be trade-offs, but you're really looking to have that sweet spot whenever possible.
Everybody wants to feel validated and fulfilled. And
right,
they have to meet certain requirements, right? They've got to take care, feed themselves and take care of their family and feel like they're prospering, all those things. So let's go through a couple of your thoughts here, how to keep them engaged. Talk
right
to us about,
well, also, and the,
go ahead.
And the thing you just said, that thing about everybody feeling valued, you know, that's not an intangible. There really are very specific things you can,
mm-hmm,
do. That's not like a soft, squishy sort of, you know, kind of a, hey, let's have everybody,
right,
feel valued.
Including compensation, right?
Yeah. Compensation is actually a given. It's not even on my list, because the prerequisite is compensation tagged to market.
Mm-hmm.
The assumption is you're paying fair, equitable, to market compensation.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that people don't stay with organizations, and engagement is not based on compensation. There really are a number of other things that people rate higher,
right,
than compensation.
Well, see, when I think of compensation, I don't just think about money. I think about lots of different things you can do for that person to let them know that you think that they're kind of special in your organization.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But anything related to money bonus is necessary but not sufficient, because
mm-hmm,
in a work environment that's either difficult or challenging, or people feel like they're not being treated with respect or being treated well, you get to a point where you can't pay them enough,
mm-hmm,
you know, to
that's
stay,
right,
or to really work at a high level of confidence. So you want to make sure pay is at market, but then,
mm-hmm,
there's a whole bunch of stuff that also needs to be done. You know, people don't leave the organization. They really leave the manager. You know,
mm-hmm,
that's really how they feel about
decades
their
of research,
supervisor.
Decades of exit strategies have told us that, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Rick,
absolutely,
hold on to that thought. I need your website, please.
Yeah. On Point Consulting, LLC.
All right, so check it out, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about a handful of specific things you can do to help employees feel and be engaged. And when you do that, you'd be amazed how much success will come and play in your backyard. 20 after, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.